Blog Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Just like music.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
What's going on? It's the Monday Night Jukebox. I'm your hostess, Miss La Crush Heart, and welcome to the show. We're here. I'm here. I'm ready. Got my playlist going. Got my energy going. I'm focused. Let's get into it. First and foremost, how was your weekend? It was beautiful outside. Oh, girl, I got these false lashes on right now. And, I was looking cute. Yeah. But now, they hurt. I'm not going back to that Korean lady. Ladies, y'all was wearing y'all shoes this weekend. Know y'all feet burning. I know y'all feet burning. Y'all ain't got to tell me. Y'all was out. It's the first of the month. Y'all had y'all cute outfit on. Y'all kept pulling down or pulling up. That's it. There's only one way. Either you kept pulling the skirt down or pull the pants up. I'm just saying. I seen it. I went out. I seen it. I witnessed it. I'm just saying. Anyway. Just to start the show, just point some obvious things out because it is springtime. It's nice out now. Sun blazing. You can walk outside with your little jacket on. Y'all already know. Tis the season. This is my season. I like spring. I'm a fall baby, even though I feel like winter. But, I'm spring at heart. I'm spring at heart, man. I seen it. I mean, everything comes out. All that, it be out in the front, it be out in the back. You be pulling these little mini dresses out there. What's that about? Why they got these little mini dresses on now? I don't know. I don't know one thing. I want to rip these damn lashes off. I just want to... Want to scratch my lashes off, man. I got this glue caked up on my eye. But I'm not even going to front. I was looking cute. Yes, I have a good wig on. Y'all already know, girl. I'm just saying. Sister was out there looking real cute this weekend. Having a little curly wig on. And I was batting my eyelashes. And the DJ was jamming. He was playing a little old school. Follow me. Follow me. Anyway, folks, 805-830-8320. How was your weekend? I'm telling you how my mother's way. Tell me how my mother's way. Join me. 805-830-8320. I'm going to be right back.
Hello?
Meek Millie, what up?
Yeah.
What city you in, big homie?
Yeah, we on the block. We in Philly.
We on the way.
All right, we gonna have a bike for that. Just call me when you get here.
Finna come through like a boss. All
right, I'm gonna call you in 45.
One.
Look, I be riding through my old hood, but I'm in my new whip. Yes, same old attitude, but I'm on that new shit. Yeah. They say they gon' ride me, see me never do shit.
Never.
Cause they know that's the reason they gon' end up on the news clip. Or tomorrow on my wrist, bust down. We popping bottles like I scored a winning touchdown. Remember me dead broke, look at me up now. I run my city from South Philly back to uptown. Thank God all these bottles I pop, all this paper I've been getting, all these models I pop. I just sold 100,000 for my album got dropped, and I'm only 23. I'm the shit now, look at me, look at me. I'm a boss like my nigga Rose. Hey, shorty asked me for a check, I told that bitch like no way, 'cause I made it from the bottom, it was never no way. And I never had a job, you know I had to sell, yeah. Bitch, I'm a boss, I'm a boss. I call a shot, call a shot. I'm with the money, I'm with team.
They thought I had a lazy eye. Shorty roll me smooth as my Mercedes drive. No love, cry when only baby die. But when I go to night, you better cost 100,000. I pray to God I look my killer in his eyes. Snatch his soul out his shirt and take him for that ride. OG is one who's standing on his own feet. A boss is one who guarantee we gon' meet. Fuck a blog, dog, 'cause one day we gon' meet. I'ma spaz on your ass like I'm on me. Or a double stack, better nigga, double that. Jerry Jones money, nigga, you a running back. Herschel Walker, Bo Jack, Ricky Waters, better run that dope back. Boss, and I put that on my Maybach. 400,000, bitch, you wish you saved
it. Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I play the shot. I call the cops. We in this bitch. It's going down. Yeah, nigga, came out with my motherfucking crown. Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
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 I play the shot. I call the cops.
Yeah.
Couple cars, I don't never drop. Bikes, I don't never. Take your money, I ain't never drop a dime. You ain't take nothing from me in the hood every day. Bitch, I'm good, what I say? Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I play the shot. I call the cops. We in this bitch. It's going down. Yeah, licking it with my motherfucking crown. Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
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 I play the shot.
Na 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 diva is a female version of a hustler. Put on these flip flops. No, they feet were burning. So,
I'm laughing at me, Lady C. Then I'm talking about these weeds, Lady C. Hmm. Who's paying $300 just for the hair?
I don't know. They do.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Let me tell you, right? Shout out, because I'm about to name this. Vanity Studios opened up a shop around the corner from myself, Brooklyn, New York. And her thing is, she's a private studio. Like, it's a salon. It's a hair salon. But instead of it being open, they're like private rooms with just a mirror and the hair chair.
Wow.
Right. Go in and close the door, and you come out looking like a brand new person. No. Okay? She wants to charge $100 for one bundle. And for those that don't know, a bundle ain't covering your whole head. The bundle is like for the bangs. That's how much hair is coming in that bundle. You get like one, maybe two wrap around your whole head. So you got to buy like three or four of those at $100 each.
Wow.
And then another thing that I'm for her to install it. No. No, lady, no. Who does that? But then again, if you buy $189 cell phones that you lost or dropped in the water or broke up, I can't afford that. I'll tell them, I'm going to go down to TT them. I'm going to go to their house. I'm going to sit by the stove and let them press my get a cut, get a style, curls, whatever. I went there and got the same thing. She was like $70. $70. Like, deposit only. Now I'm going to need that. Can I come with my own perm? Do I get a discount?
No.
Like,
you can bring your own. No, it's not what I use. They're going to tell you it's not what they use.
Right. What you use, girl? And then you ask them what to put in your hand. They purposely lie to you. Oh, this is just for me. You lie. That ain't just for me. You don't learn. Because I'm going to go buy just for me, and my hair's going to fall out. I'll give it me. I think it'd be the beautician. Yeah, she did it. I'm blaming her on. She made my hair fall out. I gotta pay her to come get my hair retouched up. Don't do it yourself. It don't never come out the way they did it, do it? It don't never come out that way. You be mad. Because you go home. I don't know about y'all, but I've done it. I go to the beauty supply store and I'm like, hey, they got a solid gold blow dryer? I buy a solid gold blow dryer. They got a Conair curler? I'm buying a Conair curler. They using the fancy spritz? I'm going to get the fancy spritz. And I know what they do, but it don't come out the same. It's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy. Stop laughing at me, Lacey, because you know I'm true.
Well, my mom's a beautician. My mom was a beautician.
You go,
I can't do it. I still can't do hair. I can braid, but I can't do my own hair.
I'm telling you, it's a conspiracy, man. You go get everything they want you to get. I mean, you get everything that they used. You purposely memorize the bottle. While she's sitting there turning your around, you sit it on a bowl in the bottle. I'm a gay cat. I like the way my hair is glossy. I did it.
Right.
I did it. I'm sitting here right now looking at $20 worth of hair supplies, and I got a bald spot. And you know what? I'm done. I'm hanging up. I'm done. I'm going to the African lady, and she's going to put some micros in my head because this ain't cute with my false lashes, man, heavy on my eyes, making me feel sleepy.
You gonna have your hair braided? Better last.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go get braided. I'm paying that little $125 or whatever. Go get it braided, cause this is not cute. Mm-mm. Walking around with a bald spot in the middle of my head, cause I thought I was cute. Mm-hmm. Trying to beat up with the Joneses. Nope. I'm gonna go get that fixed. Color it in. Good color.
A braid over.
Exactly. This is a braid over. Yes. Where is that? Y'all know who she is. That lady that came to church. Always wear the hats. And then she take her hats when y'all having dinner. Mm-hmm. Y'all know who she is.
Yes. Yes, that one that had her hat on.
She always had a hat on because she took it off. Oh, man. I see somebody who had look like a cabbage patch. You know, it was all shiny, and she just had a little patch on top of her head. I was like, but you know what? Shout out to the beautician. Melanie hooked her up, gave her a bob and everything. I'm telling you, it was clean. When I say it was clean, there was no pores there, no little bit of hair. It was nothing. It was just clean scalp and just a little patch on the top. But Melody hooked up, and you know I had to go outside because I kept laughing because the cabbage patch kept popping in my head.
Yeah. So,
you
see,
know, that's the only
saying, it's not good when your mom's a beautician and you're sitting there and you're looking and you're saying, she's going to do that, how she's going to do that. And
mm-hmm.
Go, Mom, she goes out. Just go outside, because she's seeing our face. She's going to break down laughing like, get out.
You know, the beauty shop is the most, the honest place you can be there for a woman, for real, for real. It's like the kitchen in the house. You get so comfortable in there, and you're walking around in flip-flops. You know, you got, you took off, you snatched off your scarf, and you got on these flat, listen, I felt some type of way after I got my lashes done, because I have all my scarf, you know, my nails done, my lashes on, but I don't look at your stream, boom, why don't you go get them done? But then you always have that bag with you. And you got your earrings in the bag. Because after you get it done, now you're going to put on your lip gloss. You got to put on your earrings. I've done it. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. I carry my little earrings in my purse, my lip gloss, my makeup. No good, Lady C. How was your weekend?
Did we have a birthday party yet? No, we didn't have the birthday party because I've been sick. I was trying to recuperate, so we didn't have it yet. And so my ear's clearing up, so we're looking for it in a few days. About a week or so, we're going to get everything together and do it. But so there ain't no need of doing it, and I can't enjoy it.
I know, that's right. Uh-huh. Well, you have a Memorial Day coming up, too.
Yes.
Wow.
You want to enjoy when you have something. You want to be able to enjoy. You know,
right.
We want to enjoy it.
All right, let me see. I'm going to take this quick break, and we're going to come back and chop it up some more. You are tuned into the Monday Night Jukebox. Enough of me ranting, and I'm going to play some music and be right back. Hey, welcome back to the show. I think that sounded horrible, but I'm not sure. Lady C, are you with me, Lady C?
I'm here.
Did that sound horrible?
Yeah, it was chopped up.
It was chopped up the whole song, right?
Right, the whole song.
Just making sure that it wasn't just me. Okay, sorry about that, folks. We gotta try something else. But we will get it together. We will get it together. Bear with me. So, it's the beginning of the month. It's the first Monday of the month. For the Indie Blast, we will be featuring all the indie artists that graced our show thus far this year. We still got a whole while to go, and we're expecting way more talent. So, at the top of the hour, that's what I'm going to showcase. Some good old awesome indie artists. You know, we got the Indie Blast every Monday at the top of the hour. You know, there's a lot going on in the news, but I ain't touching it. I ain't touching it tonight. I'm not even ready for that. I'm really not ready for that, Lady C. There's a whole lot going on in the news tonight, but I ain't ready for that. Nope. I ain't doing it. I quit. What you gonna say, Lacey?
I say it's too much.
It's too much. Too much wickedness going on. I'm feeling good. I was able to drink, and I was out. And I had to order water. I'm feeling some type of way about that. When did water become $3 in the club? That wasn't in the club. It was a club. But really, a bottle of water $3? I'm going to start sneaking my own water in there. I'm going to go in, you know, let them check your permit and stuff like that. And just open up one cigarette. Oh, no. I don't come out for a cigarette. and I'm going to get my water. I left in a bush. I'm serious, lady. See? Water's expensive at the club. Mm-hmm. Can I go to the bank and give me some tap water? Yeah, it's not that serious. Lady, see what's going on?
Why? I don't know what. Why? What is it not be?
Right. $3, $4, $5. Why? Like, you want to make me comfortable, don't you? This is all goal. The longer I am, the longer I stay. The longer I stay, the more I'm going to spend, right?
Right.
Is that my phone or your phone, Lady C?
It might be my phone.
Attica. Staticky, staticky, staticky. Mm-mm. You need to be happy. You need to be happy. Make your clientele happy. Because then I'm going to tell everybody else. Go to that club. They get free water. See? See how it works?
You get a cup of water and come in. Get some water and then buy other stuff.
Give me a sports bottle or something. You want $5 for some water? Mm-hmm. Water's expensive.
That is
and the same thing with diapers and pads. I think about it. Why am I paying $6 for sanitary napkins? That sucks. You only get 14 napkins. Yes, we're going to talk about it tonight.
Wow.
I didn't bring it up, but I'm thinking about it. Why am I paying $11 for diapers? Why? Why am I paying $24 for formula? Why? Come on, folks. We could do better than that. That's what we need to be riding and coming together for that. It's not my fault that I bleed. I can't do nothing. Give me a Band-Aid. What the fuck? This is just
Band-Aid
stuff that goes on to my... But I'm saying, though, like, you see, that's why I had no kids. It's expensive. I can't afford it. We need to take it back to the old school and wrap a towel around his ass. For a little bit of luxury, got to pay a whole lot. Am I wrong, Lady C?
No, you're right. Diapers and formula, and it's like, what? I mean, we feed them gold, wrapping them up in gold and stuff, and it's going in the trash. The diaper's going in the trash. The milk is going straight through them.
Or can you make it reusable or something? Because this is just crazy.
It makes you want to go back to when they had the reusable diapers. Go wash it out yourself.
Right. Give me a safety pin, boo. We're going to do laundry up in here. Mm-mm.
Because they don't hold everything in for what you pay for.
Oh, they don't. Mm-mm. Everything messed up. Everything.
The clothes messed up. The car messed up. The bed messed up. Oh, the diapers slipped. Really?
Mm-mm.
Italy? That's all you can say is, oh.
Same thing with all the free Kotex. What?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I paying $5.99? And only $14 coming back. I feel the type of way about that. $14 coming back. What am I doing with $14? Who uses $14? Like,
no.
Who is $14 pad? What am I doing with that? Only $2 diapers. What am I doing with that?
Nothing.
Can't do nothing with that. That's 2 days. Okay, it's like 3. But it's another 7.
Yeah, it's not a simple thing.
That's crazy, lady.
But see, if men had to try that, it would be a whole different thing.
Mm-hmm. You went to the men's department lately? They get $9.99 t-shirts. Their boxes is $3.99. Really? they sell stuff. They gotta use this stuff just like we gotta use it. So why are they stuff is so cheap? It's so simple. You can put on a pair of slacks and a button down, and you're good. We gotta put on girdles. We gotta put on the good bra. We gotta lift the girls up. Oh, just too much. Just too much. We gotta put on stockings. We gotta, you know, make sure, like I said, Lacey, all you see was either pulling it down or pulling it up. If you got on a dress, you pull it down. If you got on a pair of pants, you pull them up. Trying to stuff that love handle in there. I'm trying to stuff that love handle in there. I do. I be trying to stuff my love handle in there.
Yeah.
I don't like my love handle hanging out.
I ain't putting on a girdle. I'm sorry. Not putting on a girdle.
I remember wearing those. The one piece.
I remember wearing them, and that's why I don't wear them.
I don't wear them. And then you got the new high tech girdle, the specs.
Yes. And they'll pull everything in, and I'm like, really, where is it going? I want you to tell me where is it going.
Where is it going? Oh,
you
man.
You got to push it in for me. Where is it going? I want to know. Where is it? I got to walk around with this pushed in. I can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
I can't talk. I can't sit down. I got to try to lean down and look pretty.
And then, you know what? I'm mad at the movement. I met at the big girl movement because we was complaining. Everything was our size. Everything is for the little girl. Now they're making our size, and we don't know what to do with it.
Right.
No. I'm 300 pounds, and I weigh a size 11, wide width. I'm not strong enough to be walking around in those stilettos. But everywhere I go,
Yeah.
I can wear those when I stand still. I take them off, walk over to the spot you need to stand, put them down, and I'm going to step in them. And we're going to just keep doing it like that. That's so like photos and stuff like that. I'm not that fancy. Mm-mm, I can't do that.
Yes, heels are in right now. You're right. Everywhere you go, the shoes got the heels. So I'm like, they want to give me a nosebleed. I really can't do this. I'll put it on the stand up and sit down.
I'm scared of heights.
I'll stand up and sit back up. And they don't care. Oh, this is the style. Everybody's wearing heels. No, everybody's not wearing heels. Everybody is not.
I'm not. I can't.
Well, have you seen the ones that don't have the heel on it, but that you're supposed to, you wear it, and it's just a big platform, and so your feet keep you up? I'm like, I didn't lean back and fell on my butt. It doesn't have a heel in it. It's just,
I don't know how that even is possible.
Thank you. I don't lean and lean forward. Big people lean back.
Some people can do that. Some people can do that, but I can't do it.
Walking on your tippy toes.
Give me a little wedge. Not even a wedge. Give me a little heel. That's all I need. Little heel.
I have a few heels that I wear when I think I'm a big girl, and then when my feet tell me something different.
And you know what? I don't understand why the shoes always feel good when you're walking on carpet. When you're in the house and you're trying to walk.
Yes.
Oh, I can walk in here. I can do this. Yeah, that's right. I'm good. And then as soon as you go out, as soon as you step downstairs on the good old ground, your feet start burning. What the
heck? It started hurting.
It wasn't hurting.
Yeah.
Right. Everything hurting. Like, what? Is there a cord? I don't have no cords. Why is it hurting?
And I don't get the wearing the shoes that hurt your feet. It ain't going to feel for me. I will pull them off.
Right. You gotta walk with slacks in your purse. That's why we have big ass bags. Guys always wondering, what's in your purse? My dresser. That's what's in my purse. Your dresser. That's what's in the purse. Because you got an extra pair of drawers in, you got a bra in there, there. You got all types of stuff in there. Sewing kit, you know. You got starch. You got a blender. You got a curling iron. You got comb. Yeah, that's what I got in here to dress. That's why we got these big old bags.
If I don't make it home, I won't be feeling bad.
I'm good. All right. If you get the backup. It really is like a piece of luggage. It really is like a piece of luggage, but you got a pin, somebody always got a pin, somebody always got needle and thread.
Only thing is that they all one piece now. They don't have separate sections in them no more. It's one big open bag. It's just everything is all fall together. No, I want the different sections.
All the different compartments.
Yeah, different compartments. It's all, you know, everybody, even the fancy expensive bags. And I'm like, why would I pay $500 for a bag I can't do nothing with? Nothing goes in. There's not enough room to hold half of what I want to carry.
Right.
You know. It's all in one spot.
That's it. All in one spot. I don't know, man. It's crazy out here in the field. If you just tuned in, it's the Music Night. Music Night. It's the Monday Night Jukebox. 805-830-8320. I am trying to get my music working because it was all choppy, chop, 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 chop earlier. So I'm in the midst of doing that. So please be patient with me. Be patient with me. I'm trying to figure out why is it choppy, chop, chop, chop. So that's why we're talking like this, and we're just talking about all random stuff. Anything on your mind, let us know. 805-830-8320. I want to try this again. I want to try this again. We'll try this one more again and see if we can get things to be on an up and up. You're tuned into Fantasy, Phone Fantasy Radio. That's what it is. Good grief, I forgot the name of a radio show. Musically Inclined, the Monday Night Jukebox. I'm your hostess, Mr. Crush Hart. I have Miss Lady C representing Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The lines are wide open. Shout out to the 347. I see you there. Press that 1. I'll let you on. And I'll be right back. Shout out to Russ if you are in the chat room. Well, if you're listening, because I know Russ always tunes in, but I'm not in the chat room right now. No chat room tonight. No chat room tonight. Just talking random stuff. And we'll be right back again. Man, look at that. Okay. Yeah, I don't think it was meant to be. Man, it was all staticky, for real. It was just playing fine. Or was that just me? Music was playing fine. I don't know what happened. Yeah, that's not good. It was playing fine, though. That's that bullshit. That's what that is, that bullshit. Chill. It is what it is. It is what it is. I'm trying to work it out here. I'm trying to work it out here. I don't know. I might not be able to get into my, I might have to schedule this for another Monday because it ain't working. It ain't working. But it's all good. So we only got a few more minutes remaining on the Klizzak. 10 more minutes remaining on the Klizzak. I think I'm going to cut it early because this is not working the way I need it to work.
Right.
So it makes no sense to continue on, and I can't get it popping properly, right?
Right.
You know, it's not working the way I need it to work, so I'm not going to continue on. I'm not going to force it. I'm not going to force it. I'm not going to force it. Don't know why.
Why
I'm
does
doing
it
that.
Cost so much to try to be pretty? I want to understand that.
Your guess is good as mine, let me see. Your guess is as good as mine. I don't know. If anybody know, please let us know.
Nothing. The hair. Like you say, the hair. Expensive hair. You can take out a loan for your head. And hopefully it lasts more than one night. Because like you say,
it'll never fall the way it's supposed to. Yeah.
No.
After that one day, as soon as you leave, the wind done blew it the wrong way, and that's done. Mm-hmm.
It's looking good, baby, and then you wake up next to it. And see, I don't sleep pretty. So,
I sleep with my head propped a certain way. I'm going to sleep. That's it.
Exactly. You want to sleep.
I'm going to sleep. If that ain't the right, okay, well, it's just messed up because, you know, I don't sleep pretty. Oh, you're supposed to sleep this way. What? No.
Who does
no,
that?
You're not.
But
they do all of that. Mm-mm, no. We don't, no. We don't do that, really. Truly, we don't. Try to sleep. Hold your head this way, you know, put the pillow, prop it up, and it'll keep the hair straight. Do what?
When I was younger, somebody else was paying for it, but then again, like I said, when I was younger, it was affordable at least, you know?
Yeah.
It was affordable at least, but I remember doing that.
No, I never did
that. Yeah, bro, you got a crook in your neck. Right, you got a crook in your neck and slobber on your face. And you just tied the whole day long.
I even messed up my hair for me, dude.
Right. And then you sleep with it one side, and one side gets flat. You try to pick it up. Yeah, you try to pick it up. You do it all. And like I said, you bought all the supplies. Got the beauty salon hair. You got the sprints. I'm looking at it right now. I got all the stuff. That's the beauty supply. Fantasia. Yeah, I know who I'm talking about. Fantasia products. Spritz, you know, the brown bottle.
Right, to make your hair
go. Right. Right. Got the hair polish, the hair gloss, pink oil moisturizer. You got the olive oil, Earl oil sheen, the green bottle. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I seen the good beautician use it, so now y'all going to use it. Mm-hmm. Soft sheen. Y'all know about it, yeah.
And it never works. Like you said, it never works the same. You're like, wait a minute. Well, I did what she did.
Right. I bought the hot gold. I got the hot gold. Did I get hot and gold blow dryer? I got the hot and gold flat iron. I got the curling iron, Carnier curling iron. Yeah. Yeah. Just don't
got come all away. Trying to get that look.
Mm-hmm.
Want that exact look, and for some reason it don't work.
It don't work. I don't know. And tomorrow, folks, we'll have a better show. Well, we will have a better show tomorrow. I'm going to check this out. Tomorrow is the Honey Sweet. It's Full Flavor Tuesdays, as always. And it's the locker room. I don't have a male co-host. I was not able to find a male co-host. I reached out to Buddha. We'll see if he can make it or not. So tomorrow, I don't know what we'll speak about. I did want to speak about the independent woman. I did tell you that last week, but I don't know because as I was talking with somebody, as I do, I politic with people, just to get, you know, a slew of ideas, it came, you know, they made this comment that really been sticking to my head. You know, a woman, some women, not all women, they said some women don't know how to let a man be a man. When I mentioned that the topic was going to be independent woman, a male said this to me. That's what he said. He said, some women do not know how to let a man be a man. And I had to stop and think, what? That's how I came out of my head. So I had to tell you that's how I came out of my head. I stopped and I thought about it. And it just been baffling me because I need to know, what does that mean? Some women don't let a man be a man. Ladies, see, you've heard that before, right?
Yeah.
Who came up with that? And what does that mean? Because when we're talking about you, like, I know that, ladies. A man. I know that, ladies. But that's something that's baffling me. I don't know. My topic is not about that, but it is something that when you say independent woman, or you say a woman that's strong-willed, I guess, or that's, in my eyes, surviving, you know, now they're independent woman because they survive it. It's not that I wanted to be in this position, but I was forced in this position, right? Nobody's going to take care of myself. And nobody's going to take care of me. I can take care of myself. But at the same token, you're supposed to be my provider. So I'm supposed to leave it in your capable hands. But you ain't got a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. So who are you providing for?
You see, the biggest thing, I do not like you to tell me I can take care of you. I didn't say take care of me. Don't jump and figure that's going to make me, whatever you say, because you say you can take care of me. Really?
I had a problem?
You know.
You know, we need to tackle some of these definitions and just look at different point of views. I'm not mashing. I'm not saying I don't need a man or nothing like that. Like, you know, at the end of the day, I need a roof over my head, clothes on my back, food. I need stuff like that. But as far as what you can give me or as far as I want from you, I'm just asking for your time. And nowadays, that seems to be asking for a little bit too much.
Yes, it is.
Can we talk about this tomorrow? We're going to talk about this tomorrow.
Yes.
Because that seems to be a little too much. When I tell you, no, I don't need you to take me out, I don't need you to do this, I don't need you to do that, but would I like it? Yes. Do I want it? Sure. Who doesn't want to be treated right? Who doesn't want to be treated special? Do I need it? No. I don't need you to spend all your hard-earned cash to make me feel pretty, because guess what? I make me feel pretty.
Right.
So, all I ask from you is your time, but that seems like something you can't offer me or you can't give me. You don't have enough of it, because now everybody comes ahead of me. I don't know, Lady C. What you think, Lady C?
I'm like you. I want to be there for me. Don't say it and then you can't even be there at the time I need you. And it's not, you want me to follow you. And it's not always financial need, you know. Everybody looking at money, it's not a financial thing.
Right.
You know, being there for somebody is more than finances. And
right.
People don't hear that. They don't
see
that.
But then we still get grief, though, ladies. See, we still get in the grief. We still get in the grief because you tell him you only want time, and then he can't give you time. You know, I'm not telling you to pay my bills, but then I'm still getting grief because now I don't need no man. And I'm an independent woman. No, that's not what it is. If I'm a survivor, there's a big difference. It's a big difference.
Yeah,
I see we got another caller who came in at the very last minute. The 708. Hopefully they're coming on. How you doing? What's your name? Where you going from?
My name is Bill Monroe.
Bill Monroe?
Yes.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thanks. I tried to listen to what I could of the conversation.
Uh-huh.
And,
well, this is for tomorrow. We were just discussing what's going on tomorrow night before I get off the air. But you want to make a comment, sure.
Oh, okay. I guess I don't really have to give an opinion if I have to.
Yeah, just talking.
I'm not really sure what to say on this, except, I mean, it's all money we're talking about, it seems like. And I know, I had to go through that before myself, especially when I'm on a date. We can call it a date.
Mm-hmm.
But, I always try to pay, I seem to want to pay more of it than I should, it seems. Hello?
You pay more than you should, you said?
Yeah, sometimes I pay more than I should, and I don't, really grumble about it at all,
Right, what does that mean, I pay more than I should? Like, if you took her to dinner and she ordered
lobster or something?
What does that mean?
Well, thanks. It's not lobster. I don't even make enough for that.
Right.
Whoa. I'm thinking, I hate to say this, but I don't make anything at all. Oh. I mean, I've been out of work for, 8 years. Ever since even before suffering a heart attack.
Oh. Okay. Sorry to hear that. Well, I'm glad you're okay now. But what does that mean? You pay more than you should.
Well, if you pay more than I should, I hardly argue about it, you know. Grumble about it. Really don't.
And how are these women treating you in response to this, to your generosity?
Well, it's kind of hard to say, because I usually don't hear from them about that too much. Really? I'm not criticizing them or anything, you know. Nope. But sometimes I try to remind, you know, and usually don't have too much of a problem with that.
Right.
With the reminders.
The reminders?
Yeah, the reminders I give them. Besides, I haven't worked yet. Man, I haven't worked since 2008.
Right. Oh, okay. So, and you're currently single?
Yeah, but I am seeing somebody.
Oh, okay. And how's that working out for you? Is she an independent woman? You know, is she one of those? Or is she real calm about it?
Yeah, I think she's real calm about it.
Okay. And when y'all sat down, have y'all hashed out the details of your relationship? Have y'all had that conversation yet? Like, what are your expectations of her and what is her expectations of you? Have y'all had that conversation?
We had something like that about a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and that was it. But sometimes we do go back and forth. We try to move on to a topic, though, before we go back to that. In a way, that's kind of like bad news to me. And I've been in and out of the hospital.
Okay. And is she supportive of you and what it is that you're doing? I mean, you know, with your health and stuff like that. Do you find her being supportive of you?
Yeah, I would say so. I was about to say something else. Oh, darn it.
Oh.
That kind of got derailed there for a moment, but I'll try to get back on track.
Okay.
Now, she knows about what I went through. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't believe I actually suffered a heart attack.
Recently?
It was almost 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just getting over it, and I think I may have, not sure, but I think maybe I suffered another attack. But it was it was a slight, wasn't worse as the first one, though. I know was I was feeling rather dizzy. And whatnot. There were times I thought I was going to pass out. One time I did, but that was years back.
Okay. And how is this affecting your relationship?
Well, it's not really affecting the relationship. It's just that unemployment is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing anything at all. The only time I do get anything is from appearances on television every once in a while.
Right.
That's it. You heard of Tosh.0, right?
Yes.
That's a show I appeared on already.
Uh-huh.
And just this past year, I was out there again in L.A.
Right.
But what I made went to deal with other things.
Right.
Partly my health and, well, I guess that's it. But now I got other priorities. I still have priorities, so.
Right. So the game is difficult for you. when your significant other has, when she's expressing her expectations from you as her boyfriend or her significant other, does money become an issue?
Well, not exactly. I might be wrong. But at least she understands.
Right. Oh, okay.
Unless something else happens that would really, how you say, be more positive than anything else I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be something that would really get me out of what little hole I'm in.
Oh, so you're supposed to have that you need financial help.
Yeah. She even needs it. She needs it more than me. Or, I don't know. I don't know what's really happening anymore. All I know is I've worked for a good number of years. Only when I turned 40, becoming unemployed, then suffering a heart attack. Wow.
I'm sorry to hear that. I hope you're taking care of yourself over there. I have to go right now.
Okay.
I appreciate you calling in and showing some support. Like I said, the conversation will continue tomorrow night right here at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Thank you so much, Bill, for calling in.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I'll be able to call tomorrow, though.
That's all right, but thank you so much for your support. Appreciate that.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay, good
Thank
luck
you.
To you and your significant other.
Sure.
All right. So, Lacey.
Yes?
Independent Women, tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, right here on Blog Talk Radio, the Honey Suite. It's full of flavor Tuesdays, you know. It's, thickly packed and full of flavor. The host is thickly packed and the show is full of flavor. That's actually how it goes. I thought I'd share that with y'all. And I have a situation I need advice on too, Lady C. I got a situation I need advice on. It's about a gentleman that I was currently talking to, or if you want to say seeing, and I'm going to need some advice, but I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. Right now, I'm not going to do the Indie Blast session because my sound system is shot right now. So we're going to end this show right now, and we're going to be back here tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern. Also, Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, we have special guests, interview with La Drama Princess. She's been co-hosting for the past couple of Tuesdays, and we got her coming on for an official interview. We're going to get all up in her business and find out about her new book, Swinger Submission, it's an erotica. She's an erotic artist. It drops May 12th. TheDramaPrincess.com is her website, and I can't wait to get her in the hot seat and find out more about her inspiration. All right, folks, so everybody have a good night. Lady C, you have a wonderful night, and hopefully you can join us tomorrow night.
Be my co-host
for the Honey Suite. Independent Woman, we got to stick together, Lady C.
Woo-hoo!
Air 5. I'm giving you an Air 5, Lady C. I'm Air 5 right now.
All right.
Air 5. I'm
giving you an
Air
5.
Air 5. All right, folks. Y'all have a wonderful night and enjoy yourselves. Be safe. Be cool. Sleep tight. See y'all tomorrow night. Good night.
Good night.
Yes, good night. Good night, good night, good night, good night, good night. I'm looking for my good old outro. There we go. Hopefully that'll play properly.
Mine will close out. What time there was has ceased to be. There is his no more. Yesterday's gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here yet. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in, because you can fall for anything. if we didn't play everything you want to hear, you heard everything LaCrosse played. On your face, put a big smile. We'll see you in a little while. And you are in, and we are out.
We are out.
Out.
Deuces.
Deuces.